Samantha, the girl who once had me down. Welcome back to another edition of Zig Ding Radio Show. Back together, Big Ding and
Brother Bobby Hill from New Life Church.
Yes.
And we'll just get quickly started and kick it off with a prayer.
Father God, we are so thankful to you for your love, your mercy, your grace. You are so wonderful in all of your ways. And we are thankful that you love us and that you have chosen to reveal yourself to us and call us your own. And we thank you for the opportunities we have in our community that we can come together and we can express you, your glory. And we ask you to continue to guide us and direct us in those ways that we may benefit and you may be glorified. In Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. We listen to the Rolling Stones sing Under My Thumb. And look, Bobby, we are under his hand at all times.
At all times.
Protected and loved at all times.
Isn't that incredible?
It really is.
It really is.
That non-stop love.
Yes. Yes. To be able to be consciously aware of that reality, that he takes care of us. He protects us.
He really does.
He really does.
He really does take care of us.
And you can't always see that or feel that in the world, but man, it is so true.
It is.
It is so true.
It's funny, you know, me personally, how I've prayed for things, you know what, and I've seen, you know, what he done, but it was in his timing, you know, and it may have been 2 or 3 years down the road, but I noticed it as soon as it happened, you know, because he has the perfect timing at all times.
He did. I call it impeccable timing.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is.
And so I guess our biggest struggle with that is waiting.
Oh, yeah. You know,
patient.
As a human being.
Being patient, yeah. Because we want to hurry up. We want it all right now.
Exactly.
Don't want to wait.
But you know, Bobby, to look at the big picture, and because I can't comprehend this, to look at the big picture and all of the millions of people that's in this world, and yet he can take the time for every one of us. Is that not incredible? It really is. I can't even comprehend it, really.
You got to be God to do that.
You have to know that he can be at any place, at any time.
Yeah, on a human level, that's not even comprehensible.
It really isn't.
It isn't. But and I guess we all, at times, we think about, you know, what does it take to be able to do that?
And right.
I don't know that we can know, but it's incredible. It's incredible. Yeah, how that he can be there for each one of us in every moment, every situation, all the time.
I know we've probably discussed it once or twice in the past year, and I can't think of the movie with Jim Carrey and what's the other guy's name? And the other guy is God, the black guy from Mississippi. I cannot think of it. But anyway, he lets Jim Carrey, you know, play that role for a little bit, and he's like, I can't take this.
Right. Yes. It was overwhelming.
Yes.
Yes.
I always say, I will Google that here the next time.
So, yeah, so it is. It's incredible, you know, just thinking about the whole idea of God. You know, more this year than before, I've been trying to think about the story. You know, we came through Christmas and the holidays, those things, and sometimes we kind of hit and miss those. You know, we do the holiday, then we move on. And actually, scripture takes us through a story. You know, it's like a journey that we go through. And of course, you know, the conception, the birth of Jesus, and then, you know, going through where he grows up, he's a man, starts his ministry. And now we're coming into the Lent Easter season where we're going to see, you know, the ending of his life where he's crucified, etc. And so it's just a story. I mean, you know, there's a story before his physical earthly existence, and there's a story after he ascends. And that story is constantly, is continual, is going on and on. And so more this year than I have before, I've been trying to stay in the story. Like, okay, where are we in the story? We've came through the birth, you know, he grew up and that. And so now we're into that place where Jesus reveals himself publicly and starts preaching and teaching, you know, about the kingdom of God. And he says some of the most outrageous things. You know, he makes these promises and he says these things. And things like, you know, he said, he who comes to me and drinks, he'll never thirst again. And, you know, we hear those things and those promises that he makes. And obviously at times they just don't make sense. It's part of what we're talking about now, you know, God protecting us, being there for each one of us. And on a human level, it just doesn't make sense. And so the things that he taught and shared and the way he guided his disciples, there's things about that are absolutely incredible. But I also know from my own experience, and there's probably others who really get frustrated at times. Because I remember a time in my life when, you know, respectfully with God, I it was private, it wasn't public. I kind of, you know, I wanted to have it out with him. It's like, this stuff don't work, you know.
Right.
Trying to, you know, work the scriptures the way that I wanted to, the way I thought they should, and it just wasn't working. And I believe that happens to a lot of people, the conclusion that I've come to in my own life that I see what happens about that is that I think that a lot of people are constantly trying to fit Jesus into our life.
Exactly.
And that sounds good. I mean, you know, on some level, you know, it sounds
right.
Good, but actually it's not good at all. It's totally wrong. Because what we ought to be doing is fitting ourselves into his life.
Exactly.
And so, you know, when we talk about God and who he is and how he is and how we can't understand, how we can't comprehend, I think that's what we do a lot of times. We're trying to, in some way, make him in our image. We're trying to make him the way we want him to be. We're trying to see him and want him to act like we want him to. And you know what? He just don't cooperate with that.
No, he doesn't.
So it can be easy to get frustrated. I know there's got to be people out there, you know, who are quote unquote trying to be a Christian or trying to whatever, and they're probably just frustrated, you know.
Like, exactly.
And so I've been thinking about that and how that, you know, just in that simple statement I just made, just, you know, stop trying to fit him into your life and start fitting yourself into his life.
And if I say that's true for a new born-again Christian versus, if we can say, a seasoned Christian, you know, mm-hmm. to know that it still happens, mm-hmm. but I really believe in his thoughts is just to go through your life and know who I am, mm-hmm. because I'm always going to be there.
Yes.
I'm always going to love you.
Yes.
I've already given the ultimate sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
So you're covered.
Absolutely.
So know who I am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I have my scripture open to that scripture.
Oh, there you go.
Because I was contemplating some of these thoughts, but of course we haven't even talked about it. But in John 17:3, Jesus is talking to his Father here. But anyway, he says in verse 3, he says, "This is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you've sent." And that's what you were just saying.
Exactly.
Knowing him. And so Jesus promised life. He promised abundant life. And we quote that all the time, and you know, we want that, we desire that, and we expect that on some level.
Right.
But what we find is, you know, the way I want life to be in this world usually doesn't work out that way.
You're exactly right. That is so true.
So if I'm not careful, I'm going to blame him because he said he'd give me life.
Exactly.
So what's the problem? Why is this not working out the way I want it to?
Right.
And I think, you know, this is a little tongue-in-cheek, but I think there's a legitimate thing out there with people who genuinely would like to be Christians or want to be and really don't know how. They don't know what we're talking about. And so I think that's part of what we're hitting at here is the life that Jesus promises is beyond this physical life.
It is. Exactly right.
The physical life may and very well will be affected by it.
Right.
But his promise is not for us to have this wonderful, comfortable, convenient, prosperous life in this world. we may have all that. It's not that we can't have it or right. that it's wrong or bad. It's just that's not the goal.
That's it.
And so the goal is life as he defines it.
Right.
And that's what he just did. And that's what you just said. And that is awesome. He said, and so he offers eternal life. And I remember being a young Christian thinking that always meant in the hereafter. You know, eternal life is something that comes later on. After I die, then eternal life starts. But
right.
that's really not the way Scripture is at all. That word eternal there means perpetual. And so eternal life starts the day you're born again.
Right.
So it's already started.
Right.
So what he's promised here, he's promising eternal life, perpetual life. And to understand that word, I think the best way I can is to understand that he's saying, I'm offering you life as God has it, not as the earth has it
right.
or humans. I'm offering you the life that God has. And so then he defines that and he says, and here's that life that you know God.
Right. Because, you know, it is an abundant life, but it just carries on.
It does.
You know, it carries on.
It carries on. Yeah. And it does. It continues to grow and develop and it does. It accumulates as we grow. It definitely does. But what makes all that great and better is the knowledge that we have of God. And,
right.
and if you look back at your life or my life, I mean, from the time we started knowing God to now, it's increased, has it not?
It has. It has.
Are there things now about God that you see that you saw differently to start with?
Right.
I mean, you know, we saw him a certain way, and that probably wasn't correct.
Right. You know, as a Christian, you truly become wiser as you go through your life.
Absolutely.
About him and about what he is, what he's about, what his goal is for your life.
Yes.
You know, you learn. But let me tell you something. You're not going to learn it overnight. I can tell you that right now. Because
no.
I didn't and nobody else will.
And I don't think that's his intention at all. It's for us to be... as spiritual babies, we start with nothing and we grow
right.
and mature, and that's how that's supposed to work. So just, you know, trying to, you know, understand these things of what is it he's promising, and then that helps us to have the right expectations. Because if we have wrong expectations, then we're disappointed. You know, God didn't show up right. He didn't show up when he was supposed to. He didn't do this, didn't do that. Then we're disappointed with him, which is never appropriate because
right.
he never disappoints. It's our own expectations.
You're exactly right.
So I expected something I should not have, and now I'm disappointed. And I think at times people lose out with God because of things
right.
like that.
And yeah, and I've admitted to you, Bobby, in the past that there's been times in my life that I was just so down on myself because I tried to be the best Christian that I could be.
Yeah.
And to know that if he sat here right now and spoke to me, Daryl, I loved you all along.
Yes.
You know? So you don't have to try yeah. every day. Know who I am.
So nothing you did increased his
You're
love.
Exactly right. It was still the same.
He didn't love you anymore later.
You're right.
In spite of all that.
And you know, and I think that's something good for everybody to know.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That my yeah. way of thinking was so yeah. crazy. It was unbelievable.
Because we are so performance-based in our thinking and
right.
our livelihood. And that's the way the world operates. The world operates on a performance-based level, maybe rightfully so. I mean, I'm not saying that that's not right. Maybe it
right.
is right. It's just that the world's ways and God's ways are different.
You're right.
So, you know, to make it, quote-unquote, in the world or whatever, there's certain things you have to do certain ways. But you can't be a Christian that
right.
way.
Because I've always, through my life, wanted to be successful in everything I've done.
Mm-hmm.
Because losing and being second place is not in my... And
yeah.
I tried to do that in my Christian life, and it didn't work.
oh.
Yeah, exactly. And I finally, you yeah. spoke to me about it, and I realized, you know,
yeah.
Brother Bobby's right.
yeah.
I can't continue to do this because... Yeah. You know, Jesus' blood just washed away my sins,
yeah.
you know, and I'm covered
Man.
By grace. and to know that anybody and everybody can have that same grace if they'll just accept it.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. It's a life-changing event that you'll never forget.
Never.
Because I remember the night that I gave my life to Christ at Coleman High School football stadium, Oliver Woodard Stadium, with a man named Jay Strake.
Wow.
I remember it like it was yesterday, and I'll never forget it. And I was 16 years old.
How awesome.
Yeah, it was just...
How awesome.
Yeah, I'll never forget it. Now, I can't remember anything else about that year, but I will never forget that night for the rest of my life.
Because it was a life-changing...
It was.
...situation, and eternal life started that day for you.
It did. How wonderful.
So just kind of the thoughts to sum up a little bit what we're saying is our expectations, and so it's good to know what to expect, and... of course, we can't cover all that on a radio show, but encouraging folks out there to seek God, to pursue God, to study the scriptures, find seasoned mentorship, you know, find areas to learn and grow, but develop the right expectations of God, and then you won't be disappointed.
Yep.
And when difficult things or whatever comes your way, it won't set you back because it won't upset your expectations.
Exactly. And know that when you give your life to Christ, it's not just about sitting at home. You know, it's about being with your brothers and sisters, being in a church where your pastor can guide you and lead you and give you the knowledge that you need.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
You have to have that.
We need nurture. We need teaching. We need that fellowship of one another. We can't actually be mature Christians if we don't have other Christians to practice on.
That's it. That's exactly
right. We need to practice on each other. So eternal life, knowing the only true God in Jesus Christ. And so that's what God's purpose is in your life, friend, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. He's not focused on what you did wrong or what's wrong with you or... He's focused on you knowing him. That's what he wants right this very moment. If you don't know God, he wants you to begin to know him, and he'll teach you all about himself. So we encourage you to seek out knowing God, knowing Jesus Christ.
And we encourage you to come to New Life Church on 1200 Wealthy Road.
Yes, in Coleman.
In Coleman, Alabama.
Yes.
Brother Bobby, thank you for being in on the Big D Radio show again. And you have no idea how much I enjoy being with you every week.
That's awesome.
To spread his word, that means the world to me.
Wow.
There's nothing better in my life than doing this right here.
Well, that's incredible. It is a wonderful privilege.
It really is.
Yes.
I'm so thankful. And let me tell you something. I'm so blessed.
Yes. And I feel mutual. It's the same. Yes. Yeah, I think I needed to say a little prayer. Is that okay?
Let's do it.
So, Father God, Father, I have a sense there's folks out there listening that maybe they don't understand what we're saying, but they want to know you. And so we're asking you now by your Spirit that you will interrupt their lives, interrupt their heart, their minds, their circumstances, and that you would shine that light in their soul, that they can see you, that they can know you. And we ask you to remove every obstacle, every hindrance that would keep them from knowing you. In Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much.
Amen. All right.
Coming up, Julie Smith, Club Z, in-home tutoring service. She's the branch manager. She's going to hang out with Big D. And look, if anybody needs tutoring, it's probably me, Bobby.
Yeah.
So Julie is going to hang out with Big D for a little bit and kind of tell us what she's doing with this whole tutoring company.
Cool.
It'll be fun to
I've not heard of that. That's very interesting.
Well, look.
It's exciting.
You can listen and learn.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here on Coleman's Hottest Live 95.5. We are Coleman's Independent Radio.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. we uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Cullman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Cullman area and most Cullman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net. You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Cullman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Cullman since 1989, Cullman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Cullman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Cullman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Cullman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors-only exercise plan at little or no cost. Cullman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit CullmanSportsFit.com.
Attention Cullman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95cullman.com today. Or visit our website, live95cullman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Cullman's independent radio.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5. Big D is hanging out with the local celebrity, Julie Smith. Welcome to the Big D Show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Well, look, you didn't know he was a celebrity, did you?
Thank you for the intro.
You're welcome. Club Z. Why don't you tell me a little bit about Club Z and exactly what it is.
Okay, Club Z is a tutoring company. It's based in Tampa, Florida, but we have over 500 franchises throughout the country. So wow. We are just getting started here in Cullman County, and we're also in Marshall County and Birmingham.
So let me ask you this. Do you actually have a building that you're at?
No, I don't.
Okay. So, because this is in-home tutoring.
It is. It's the largest in-home tutoring company in the country.
But you know how much that could save people by not having to get in their car, take the kids, and just
definitely
to let you...
Super convenient.
It is.
And we know the people going into their homes. These are qualified tutors and teachers. That means they've had experience teaching or tutoring. They have background checks, everything's safe, and I hire each and every one of the tutors personally, and I wouldn't put anybody in anyone's home working with anyone's child that wasn't highly qualified.
And I think last week you told me that a lot of them are former teachers.
Yes.
So yes. How awesome is
former
that?
Former teachers, current teachers, and I'm always hiring teachers as well. So.
Hey, that's good. Yeah. So usually if you're going to go into an home, how long is this session going to be?
1 hour.
1 hour.
A week is what we recommend to get started. It just depends on what the child needs. And we work with the children on their schoolwork. And we are constantly diagnosing their other needs as well. And
I cannot even believe, because I'm kind of dumb, I can't even believe that a teacher can go in or you know, and actually know everything. you know all these different subjects, you know, by working with them with their homework or something.
Yes.
Whether it's science or geology or...
It makes that homework time less frazzled. Because it's funny, because I went to a home last week and tutored a child, and the mom was like, he won't listen to me, he won't do... I said, just wait at 7:30 tonight when I'm working with my child, he's not going to listen to me. And so there is something about someone else coming
in.
It really is. No headaches for moms and dads.
Because I think, in a way, I think it kind of gives the kid a little bit of comfort, because I think sometimes they may feel a little pressured by the parents. Now, I don't want to talk bad about you parents, but it's
right,
a fact.
Right.
You know, it's a fear of having to perform very well, you know, and if I fail, mom and dad's going to be mad at me.
Right.
And I really believe that.
And it's easy for a child to say, well, that's not what my teacher said. But they really can't say that to another teacher.
Exactly.
And so I was a public school teacher for 20 years. And like I said, my teachers are also either currently public school teachers or retired.
Now, where did you teach at during your time?
I taught in – my husband is actually in the ministry. He's
awesome.
The pastor at Eastside Baptist Church, and we've been here about 2 years. But we lived in Mobile. We're from Enterprise, but we lived in Mobile. I taught there. I taught in North Carolina, and I taught in Maryville, Tennessee.
Okay.
And then we went back to Enterprise, and I taught there. I have actually taught everything from preschool to 12th grade.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So you have covered your bases.
Yes.
So look, on a side note, I would love for your husband to come in and sit with us, because you know what? We're a bunch of Jesus freaks around here, okay?
Yeah, I heard you praying last week.
Hey, look, we love to pray. We love to talk about
love
Jesus.
That. That's awesome.
Pastor Bobby that just left, he is my pastor at New Life Church.
So, okay.
Yeah, we talk about some Jesus now.
All right.
Back
He'll
to
do it. Okay, back to tutoring.
So I'm just going to look. So SAT and ACT prep.
Yes.
That's got to be huge for any kid.
We cover everything from preschool to 12th grade, but also SAT and ACT test prep. And actually, we work with a company that they allowed us to brand their name. Z Prep is what it's called. And so we branded it with our Club Z. And so we offer an awesome ACT and SAT test prep. We can go in and give the child a practice test, diagnose where they are by analyzing how they did. And then the questions that they missed, they can get online and have a personal little tutor video session telling them what they missed, why they missed it, what direction they need to go in that question. And so we do some online tutoring as well, but mostly face-to-face.
Because, you know, your score on this ACT, it's huge. It really is.
It is.
And for someone that really needs tutoring, I mean, this is the best way to go.
Yes,
I mean, it really
definitely.
Is. So we're talking about a flexible schedule.
Yes.
So why don't you kind of tell me about that, about maybe the hours that you can actually go in and tutor.
Sure. Normally, it's after school hours. We say until 9 o'clock at night, but that just depends on the student's schedule. If we need to schedule a session on a Saturday, we can do that as well. I've also had some interest from homeschool parents. So
I was just about to ask that, as a matter of fact.
You know, we've had a lot of interest. Homeschool parents, which we can work with their schedule at any time. And I am kind of that human factor, making sure that the students are matched up with the right tutor. And that's as far as like their location, their expertise, and their time. And so we want to make it work for everybody. But we have had some interesting phone calls. I actually had a man who called and said, I don't know how to work a personal computer. I can't even turn one on. If I buy a computer, will you send a tutor? And he was in his 70s. And
really?
So I thought he saw one of our yard signs, and I thought that was clever of him to call for a tutor for that. So,
Julie, I guarantee you he's on Facebook right now.
Yep. Probably listening to me talk about him.
So, you know, because I would think that huge business for you would actually be, you know, people that's teaching their kids at home, because there's not a lot of us parents out here that are teachers. So when we're homeschooling, we're doing the best that we can with the material that we have, and that's all that we have to rely on.
That's right. That's right.
I would just think that that would be huge for any parent just to have you to come in for an hour, mm-hmm. because I think the parent would get more out of it than the child.
I agree. In fact, I don't tutor a lot. I hire tutors, but I will tutor when I'm looking for somebody, just the right person. And I went in, I was able to talk to the mom about what I did, some things that she can do.
Exactly.
And it's an eye-opener. Because when you teach every day, it's just like anything else. When you're an educator, you understand that language. You know how to make things maybe more fun and more interesting. But if you're not a teacher...
You have no idea.
You don't have those tools to work
because
with.
I think
you haven't been trained.
I think any of us parents were probably good at a subject in school, but we were never good at all subjects.
That's right.
So where you come in and to give them that knowledge and to give them the training makes mm-hmm. it a whole lot easier on them.
Definitely.
So look, I'm not going to sit here and ask you what your prices is, but it says affordable rates. So
yes, they are affordable rates. We don't put out prices because we want the parents to understand the value of what they're getting. And so the phone number that I've given you, if they call that number, and two, prices vary for ages and for subjects. Like ACT test prep is a little
when
more.
When it comes to money, there is mm-hmm. no money that's for your kid to gain knowledge.
Right.
I mean, that's the way I look at it. Because you're training your child for a lifetime.
That's right.
For their future job, and mm-hmm. exactly, you know, how they're going to live for the rest of their lives.
That's right. And we do have a registration fee that I will talk to you about.
Okay.
Because it's a $50 registration fee, but it's a lifetime registration fee for every member of the family.
Really?
So if you have one child who needs tutoring and 2 months come along and you're feeling good about where he's at, and then maybe the next school year rolls around and you want tutoring for him again or her again, you don't have to pay the registration
fee
again. And if that you have a sibling that you want to get in there, you don't have to pay for that either. But if someone calls me, I tell you, the first person that calls me because they saw me on your show, I will waive that registration fee.
How about that? That's awesome.
Just tell me that you saw me on the Big D
Radio
Show.
It's 256-502-4600. 256-502-4600, and you can be on your way to be smart like Big D.
I love it.
Ain't that right? Look, she's just over there doing Facebook. She ain't going to agree with me. Because I always tell people I'm the smartest person you know, and I'm not. But I'll say it anyway. Thank you so much for coming in here
and letting the folks
of Coleman know who you are and exactly what you do, and hopefully you'll get tons of calls.
I hope so. I might just have to give the first 5 people a wave on that registration fee. We'll see how the phones ring. We'll do it.
Awesome.
I can do that.
256-502-4600. You can also catch her on What's Happening in Coleman's Facebook page, Big D's page, and she will be on there every day so you can actually see her phone number and you can tell your family and friends about it because everybody needs a tutor.
I agree. Everybody.
Everybody needs a tutor. Well, thank you, Julie. And look, you're welcome to come back at any time.
Thank you.
If you want to come back next week after, next month, bring your husband. Let me and him talk about some Jesus.
All right. That sounds great.
I'll enjoy that. Coming up, Mark Ryan, Christopher Greer, and Bay Brook. All of these are going to be in my concert on April 21st at Camp Liberty. Jam Fest 2018 is brought to you by me, Big D. We'll catch you in just a moment.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121. 1-800-273-2121.
This is Ed Harrell, founder of The Kindness Revolution. With all the noise going on social media, it might be wise for us to think for a moment before we post something that we might regret. And why would we regret it? It might cost us a friend. It might be something that we feel strongly about today that we're going to feel differently about sometime later, like when our children might see our comments years from now. It might cost us a job opportunity. Most employers these days check out social media before they make a hire. And it might just cost us our dignity. Now make no mistake about what I'm saying here. We don't necessarily need to change our lean, but perhaps we should change our tone. Remember, what we say publicly identifies who we are. It's our calling card, and it tells the world about us. So let's tell the world that we are courteous, respectful, and thoughtful. It'll make our worlds a little kinder.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Cullman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Cullman area and most Cullman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net. When a disaster occurs, neighbors and community organizations want to reach out and help. But this isn't always easy. That's where your local Cullman County VOAD can help. VOAD stands for Voluntary Organizations Active in Disaster. Your Cullman County VOAD serves to coordinate relief efforts throughout the county during times of crisis to ensure no area or family is left unassisted. But to do this, the Cullman County VOAD needs your help. Whether you're an individual, faith-based group, civic organization, or business, your Cullman County VOAD needs your help. To learn how you can be a part of the Cullman County VOAD, call the Cullman County EMA at 739-5410, 739-5410. Email CullmanCountyVOAD@gmail.com or search Cullman County VOAD on Facebook. Your Cullman County VOAD is Volunteer Organizations Active in Disaster. The third annual Cullman EMS 911 Chili Cook-Off benefiting Saving Forgotten Warriors is coming up Saturday, February 10th from 11 until 4. This event is a time where those who serve our community can come together for friendly competition and meet the people of the community that they serve. Registration fee is only $10 and open to all law enforcement, firefighters, EMS personnel, and dispatchers. Everyone is welcome to attend and vote for your favorite chili. It's the third annual Cullman EMS 911 Chili Cook-Off, benefiting Saving Forgotten Warriors, Saturday, February 10th from 11 until 4. To register or for more information, call 256-595-4135, 256-595-4135. Don't miss the third annual Cullman EMS 911 Chili Cook-Off benefiting Saving Forgotten Warriors, Saturday, February 10th from 11 until 4.
Look, I was about to start singing. Wouldn't that have been horrible? I was about to start singing. Yeah, start me up. Thanks again to Julie Smith for hanging out with Big D from Club Z Tutoring. Now, I have the studio packed full of musicians. And I have finalized the final band for JamFest 2018 today. So I will be putting out the lineup on Facebook and doing a lot of advertising now from this point forward. It's going to be April 21st at Camp Liberty in Battleground, Alabama. Man, we're going to have a jamming good time from 3 p.m. until midnight. So all the folks here in the studio is going to be playing along with Bama Country and Jesse Priest, Ben Mosley and the Contraband, and Nashville recording artist Wes Brown. What a lineup. And we're going to have some fun. Are we not going to have some fun?
I'm glad I don't have to buy a ticket. Because if I wasn't playing it, I'd be buying a ticket.
Tickets are cheap. Tickets are cheap. Dirt cheap. Get them while you can. I'm giving them away on Facebook on What's Happening in Coleman. I've done giveaway. I don't know how many. So.
Please say hi to Sean.
Hey, Sean. Sean, who? Who?
Dark Before Dawn.
Dark Before Dawn. What's up, Sean? How are you? Tell the Mrs. I said hello. Tracy. Miss Tracy. The Band-Aid is what we called them. The one time when they all the ladies was in here, and of course I had to get my picture made with all of them. So we called them
What's
the.
What's up, guys?
What's up? Hey, Sean, you need to come back in studio pretty soon. Actually, next Thursday, if you have time, won't you come hang out with us and hang out with us? It's been a while since you've been here, so. Yes. Dark Before Dawn has a new lead singer, and I've seen him on video, and he sounds very good. And if you've never seen Dark Before Dawn, you're missing out. So you definitely need to see them. They're incredible, is what they are. So with me, Christopher Greer, Mark Ryan, Bay Brook been buying stuff on Sweetwater.
Oh yeah,
man, I love that place.
I do too.
So look, like the last time, the last time was about 2 years ago, and I bought about $3,000 worth of lights and stuff like
that.
They must have sent you much candy. No, look, and so I'm unpacking. I have so many boxes, and I look, and I'm like, oh my god, they sent me candy. Yeah. And I immediately opened it and started eating. I'm like, thanks guys, free candy.
I know.
So needless to say, here in about another couple of days, I'm going to be ordering about another $3,000 or $4,000 worth of lights and fog machines and. I have enough as it is, but I can't help it. It's like an addiction.
It is.
I guess it is. All right,
yeah.
I guess.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
I guess I better shut up so y'all can play. Bay, what's up?
I'm going to play Stairway to Heaven by Led Zeppelin.
Oh, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a treat for you.
There's a lady who sure all the glitters is gold, and she's buying a stairway to heaven. When she gets there, she knows if the stores all close, with the word she can get what she came for. Oh, and she's buying a stairway to heaven. There's a sign on the wall, but she wants to be sure, 'cause you know sometimes the words have two meanings. There's a tree by the brook, there's a songbird who sings. Sometimes all of our thoughts are misgiven, and it makes me wonder, and it makes me wonder, yeah, yeah. There's a feeling I get when I look to the west, and my spirit is crying for leaving. And my thoughts I have seen, rings of smoke through the trees, and the voices of those who send looking. And it makes me wonder, and it makes me wonder. And it's a whisper that soon, if we all call it soon, then the piper will lead us for reason. And the new day will dawn for those who stand alone, and the forest will echo with laughter. Bustle in your head, grow. Don't be alarmed now. It's just a spring queen for the May Queen. Yes, there are two paths you can go by, but on the long run, there's still time to change the road you're on. And it makes me wonder, and it makes me wonder. Your head is humming and it won't go, in case you don't know, the Piper's calling you to join. Dear lady, can you hear the wind blow? And did you know your seaweed lies on the whispering wind? And it makes me wonder. And downwind on down the road, our shadows. There walks a lady we all know, who shines a white light and wants to show how everything still turns to go. And if you listen very hard, and all one and one is all. She's playing a stairway to heaven.
I just had an image in my head. So look, Bae's up there and she's doing her audition for American Idol, and she strums about 30 seconds, and they said, "Be quiet, Bae, no more. Here's your ticket."
Oh, God, that'd be great.
You're going to Hollywood.
Oh. The band guys on the live feed are flipping out. All the band guys, please tell them your full name.
My full name?
Tell them your full name.
Bailey Brooke Vest.
There we go. Thank you.
BBV. Isn't that like a news channel or something? No, that's the BBC, ain't it? That's close. Hey, look.
I can watch you play guitar.
I know, that's incredible.
Watching you play guitar,
that's awesome.
I can watch that all day.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Feel.
Thank you.
I mean,
well, you know, I did teach her guitar, don't you?
Did you?
Yeah,
you did.
I just want to throw that out there. Yes, the
yeah,
butt naked candle
right.
Company were one crack ahead of the competition. Whew, I haven't used that one in a while. We need to do the old butt naked crack song again one of these days soon.
Next time I
send you a check yet?
No, nor any free candles. It kind of ticks me off.
At least some candles. At least some candles.
There will be a new butt naked song.
All right, good deal. All right, who's next? And what are y'all singing?
We're going to sing one of Mark's. This is one of his originals, and it really caught my eye. So this is called Let It Rain.
Let It Rain.
You ready, Mr. Mark?
Tentatively called Let It Rain.
This one God made it possible. Come as you are to the throne. Only one drop in the very brief wind. You won't spend forever alone. Word out of time gave this promise. Why am I feeling this way? Might be a strange thing to ask for. Thank you.
Savior endured to the bitterest end. Every last drop now I stand here and see what was promised from long ago. Same yesterday, yesterday. My building image conjured.
Holy smoke.
Oh my
Mark
God.
Ryan's vocals were on fire, yes. Let me tell you.
You're coming out of your shell.
Yeah.
Jeez. That was incredible.
That was great.
That was awesome.
That was.
That was insane.
Good work, man.
Wow.
Babe, you want to jump in on one with us?
I'll try.
It's going
to
be fun.
You don't have to, but this has always been a fun song for us.
Yeah.
I've got a lyric sheet if you want it.
Right, we'll see. I might jump in with a little bit of like harmonies or something. But
right.
What are you singing?
Like a Rolling Stone.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Can I get that extra lyric sheet just so I don't screw it?
Are you a bro?
I might need one in case I jump in and start singing.
Compromise with a mystery tramp, and now you got to realize. realize he's not selling any alibis. As you stare into the vacuum of his eyes, and he says, hey, do you want to make a deal? How does it feel? How does it feel?
That was incredible. How does it feel? It feels pretty hot in the studio right now. Jay, I apologize for going over our time limit, but if you will, give us like maybe 3 more minutes.
Thank you, Jay.
And
we love you,
Jay. Yeah, three more minutes at least. Yeah. So look, if you don't mind, Danielle, after Brother Bobby speaks with me next week, I don't want any other guests on the show next week. And we will probably be having limited guests for the next 2 months. So we're only going to concentrate on these musicians for the next 2 months.
Awesome.
So it's going to be, we're going to be jamming. We're getting ready for Jam Fest 2018 at Camp Liberty in Battleground, Alabama. So I will do some interviews sparingly, but we're mainly concentrating on this right here. So look, I can't help it. I got fired up sitting here listening to everybody. I couldn't. So. You're giving me the evil look. So do you have several people already lined up? All right, she's not going to talk, so evidently she's pissed. So anyway, Bay, you're going to do one more real quick.
Oh, okay.
Tear it up, Bay.
Faye's got to drink her vintage house coffee. Just a few more minutes, and we're done.
What you singing, baby doll?
House of the Rising Sun.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh. There is a house in New Orleans. They call the Rising Sun. It's been a ruin for many poor boys, and God, I know I am one. The walls are tender, and she sold my new blue jeans. Oh, and my father was a man down in New Orleans. Now the only thing a gambler needs is a suit in case I'm drunk. The only time he satisfies do what I have done. Speak a lie, have been sin, and misery in the house of the Rising Sun. I got one foot on the platform, and the other foot on the train. And I'm going back to where that fallen chain. The house of the Rising Sun.
By awesome. Golly, that was good. That was incredible.
Thank you so much.
Jeez.
I wanted to start playing with that so
you should have jumped in, man.
I don't want to mess you up.
No, you're fine.
Look, next time I'm jumping in, I don't care what anybody says.
Do it.
And I want you to go off.
Okay. Yes, is that the...
Get him a
tambourine. Look.
You can do better with a maraca.
Yeah, is that the shaky thing?
Not quite so.
Look, I would wear out the tambourine. Let me tell you something. I'll get Jay Fuller in here, and me and him will tambourine the crap out of it. Oh, me. All right, so check it out. Jam Fest 2018, Camp Liberty, April 21st, Saturday. It's going to start at 3 p.m., go till midnight. We've got about six or seven acts. You can check it out on What's Happening in Coleman Facebook page. I'm going to throw it out there tomorrow. It's going to be a great time. And it's cheap, $10. That's it. Real quick, real quick, pray us out.
All right. Before I say a prayer, I'm going to say something about the revival we're having real quick. New Life Church in Arab. We are having service tomorrow night, Saturday night, and Sunday. We have a church on fire. We've baptized about 37 in about 25 days, and we are going to get down with the Holy Spirit. So if you guys want to come out and join us, and we will have a good time because the Holy Ghost party don't stop. It keeps going.
That's New Life Church.
New Life Church.
Off of 231 in Arab, right behind Black's Furniture.
That's right. To pray us out, God, thank you so much for all the blessings you've given to us, for all the doors you've opened, and for the doors that you've left closed. Because sometimes the answer is no, and that's not a bad thing. God, thank you for what you've done in my life. Thank you for what you've done with Mark, with Bay,
Thank you for all the blessings you've given to us and for the people of this radio station who've given us a platform to talk about you and to play music. We glorify you and lift you up in Jesus' name. Amen.
You can catch me and Little D and Coleman attorney Melvin Hasten Tuesday night, 6 p.m., Understanding the Law. Next Thursday is the Big D Radio Show again. God bless you, and most importantly, God bless America! We'll see you next time.